Ramban that none of the later stories were given at Har Sinai. That's what we're about.
Given, not the Altar?
No, that's what we said. The Ramban says
Altar
that.
Altar was given, but wasn't accessed until after Mishra.
This, no, it wasn't even given. We said three things were given: Taryag Mitzvahs, the stories until Mishkan, and the Luchos. The answer is that's why we're having this Chabura, because nobody knows this information. Most people think it's apikorsis. If you would ask somebody, did Hashem give the whole Torah at Sinai, right? I personally would start sweating as I'm saying no. But I could say with confidence, please see the Hakdama of the Ramban. Hashem gave us three things at Har Sinai. 613 mitzvos with all of the halachic minutia, all of the Torah Sheval Peh Shebo, Mistama, right? All of that. Hashem gave us two luchos, which had the Aseret HaDibros, and Hashem gave us all of the Torah until the Mishkan, all those stories. Everything else in the Torah was a work in progress. That's what we're discussing now. We're now. That's where we're up to in the Ramban. That's why we're learning this much.
Wow. So surely have like another Shavuos when we have the rest of the Torah.
Maybe, but what? Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we're gonna. That's where we're up to right now. Okay. Uberidito minahar, kasav mitzchilas brachus ad sofa mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as he came down from Har Sinai, wrote the Torah from brachus till mishkan. Meaning brachus till the building of the mishkan, till the commandment of building the mishkan. Meaning, because the building of the Mishkan didn't happen yet. So it was till the commandment of building the Mishkan. Ugmara Torah kasev b'sof shnas arboim. After year 40, which is called Arvas Moav, Moshe went back with Hashem. Hashem guided him. Everything exactly divrei Torah from Hashem. No less than Har Sinai. No less. Hashem had him go over this week's parsha of the Baraglan. Parshas Korach, right? All the various things that happened, Hashem made wrote the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah mipi agvura from Hashem at the end of Arboim. Kasher lekoach es sefer haTorah hazeh v'samtem oso mitzadarim b'ritz Hashem lochekem. The Ramban says something astonishing. In Dvarim it says, put the sefer Torah with the Aron in the Kodesh Kedashim. What does it sound like? There was no Sefer Torah until Sefer Dvarim. That's something shocking, right? It was worth it to come just for that. Where's the Sefer Torah? The answer is the Sefer Torah was a work in progress. It was only finished at the end of Moshe's life, in Arvas Moav, when the entire Torah was finished being written. Then there was something called the Sefer Torah. There was no Sefer Torah for 40 years. None. There was parchments that were being written. We quoted a Rashi, in Gittin. Says that it was being written in piecemeal in the 40 years. The Ramban here is mashma that it was being written at the end of the 40 years. He's going to say that it was actually a machlokus in the Gemara, whether or not it was totally finished at year 40, or whether or not it was written chunk by chunk. So after the Meraglim happened, did Moshe then write it, then file it, and then after Korach happened, Moshe wrote it. He went to the old Moed to get it tzivui from Hashem exactly how to write it. He wrote it, he filed it, and then at the end of 40 years, he put the whole thing together? Or no, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a big gap. 40 years of no writing, and at the end of 40 years, he finished the entire Torah. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. What? So let's say it differently. Shavuos is not a celebration of getting a Sefer Torah and the Torah in its entirety. Shavuos is a celebration of getting the Taryag Mitzvos. In fact, there's a minag on Shavuos night. I don't know if any of you had that minag. I think that Rav Reisman still does it in his shul. They learn 613 mitzvos. You know people who have that minag? Or you've heard that he does that. It's an old minag. Because the simcha of Shavuos is getting direction in life. All the direction in life through mitzvos we got at Har Sinai, but the whole storyline, which is very important, and it's 100% Divrei Torah, didn't happen yet.
How did we get it by Har Sinai? Written down?
What?
It was written down 613 mitzvos by Har Sinai?
Yes, that's what the Ramban, not written, it was told.
Told and people don't forget it?
What does it matter if they forgot it or not? They didn't forget it, but what? Why is that?
We could look into it.
Back then, people were more serious than today. The entire Torah Shebaal Peh was not written down until much later. Until a couple, it was 1,000 years. Meaning.
Well, we got the story that I'm wrong before, right? Well, we got the story.
Yeah, but Torah Shebaal Peh was never written down. We were expected to memorize. In fact, it says in the Mishnah in Avos, Kol ha-shocheach davar echad me-limudo, whoever forgets one thing of their learning, mischayev benafsho, is chayev misa. Says the Ruach Chaim, it doesn't apply bizmanenu. Why? Why was it so bad to forget? This is fascinating. In those days, if you would forget the Torah, if you were from the Chachmei Masorah, the Torah was gone. You couldn't look it up again. Meaning they held the Torah. Imagine having this type of pressure in your life to really hold, meaning to be holding the Torah. Whoever forgot Torah was risking the loss of a Masorah. So, but nowadays, he writes that the Torah is there even if you forget it. The consequence of forgetting is not nearly as big. Imagine that, right? So yes, after 40 years, the Torah was finished. V'zeh k'divrei Omer, Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. This is according to the Mandamer who says Torah was piecemeal. Aval l'divrei Omer Torah Chasuma Nisna. The one who says Torah was given entirely at one time. Watch this, Maishi, this is really going to shock you. Nichtav HaKol Bishnas Arbayim. Says the Ramban, there's an opinion in the Gemara that nothing was written at Har Sinai. Only Taryag Mitzvahs was given as a Shir Klali, right? Luchos HaBris, and I don't know if he's going to work with that. Calling Torah the stories from Maisa Bereishis, it wasn't written as Torah yet. He, according to this Mandamer, he didn't. He waited till the end of the 40 years, and he wrote everything together in one fell swoop. But I'm you guys hear my difficulty. I'm wondering how the Ramban's dealing with what he said before. Right, but the words in the pasuk are three: Torah, Luchos, and what were the three words? Torah, Luchos HaEven, and Mitzvah. So now we have to reinterpret the word. Yeah, I'm leaving that. It could be that they learned the stories, but I don't know. I'm not sure. The Ramban doesn't deal with it, but that's an interesting thing to ask. So then he says, that's why it says. All the way in Zvarim, we're talking about Sefer Torahs. Kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. The shira is the Torah. V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyim. The first time a Sefer Torah was written was at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. And Hashem says to put it in the by the Aron. So the Aron had, according to some pictures, you'll see, right, a slot next to it where you have a Sefer Torah there next to the Aron.
Right, we know that the stories we learn out from the Torah of the Mitzvahs, no? So according to the first sheet that says that half the Torah was actually written, was it like some of the Mitzvahs were in the Torah and everything in the rest were like...
So the storylines from Bereishis to the Mishkan have no official Mitzvahs. Even though Bris Mila was mentioned by Avram Avinu and Gid HaNasha and Pur Ravu, those were just storylines. In fact, the Mishnah says in Chulin that if it wasn't Nitztave again at Har Sinai as a mitzvah, we wouldn't have to do any of those things. The only reason we really have to do even Gid HaNasha, Bris Mila, and Pur Ravu is because again at Har Sinai it was Nitztave to Klal Yisrael, not just to B'nai Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov.
I think traditionally we say that applies to the Avos, but for Ladaras Minalan.
Exactly. Right. Meaning, so the storyline would have told us there's a concept of Bris Mila, but we would need to know that I have to do a Bris today.
So we learn what's the meaning from them.
What? Why shouldn't we know? Because there's... It's true. It's true. But it was only because it was brought in the Torah. Not because of a tradition. That Avram, we heard that our Zeta had a Bris Mila. That's not enough to make it a mitzvah. It's got to be in the Torah.
All the people before Matan Torah weren't having Bris Mila.
they were not, we would not call it chayiv in Bris Milah. It's a good question, because, it's a good question, because we know that Avraham was Nitzdava. What's the nusach of what he was Nitzdava?
Why did Bris?
He did Bris. Hashem told him that he should do it, so for sure you're right.
Hashem commanded just him, but not everyone else. Why can't it be an individualized tzibur?
Hashem was mitzave that the generations after should have Bris. It's a good question, Bris. But the Gemara says by Gidah Nasha that if the Torah wasn't mitzave it separately, what's in my separation? Right, so that was... Right, but that was... Right, that's true also. But this is a good question. It could be that Bris is an exception. Something to think about. But definitely this is the standard in Chulin. The Gemara says that you need a Sivui Bifnei Atzma. It's a good point. Exactly. So Bris has to be an exception. But Gid Anasha, why is that not an exception? What's the Lashon by Gid Anasha? We have to check if Gid Anasha doesn't have that Lashon. A good point, but this is the setup. You just have to know what this is the setup. We have it seems like Bris is an exception to this rule, but okay. All right, well, we'll start the next part next time. So who's next week? Gershi.
Now you see you want to be part of this kabura, right? You didn't even know why you weren't part of that.